Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, daven, pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 11th day of the month of Menachem Av. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, in particular the four children that we've been collectively davening for, Chaya Yal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Fredel, Halini Orna, Bas, Chen Chana, Tinok Ben Chama Devorah, and Tinok Ben Siona Sara, may they and all in need of a refuah have a refuah shalema. And for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we join this daily call, davening for those looking for a shidduch, looking to get married, those who are yearning for children, those in need of parnasa, those in need of chizik, of course, for the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and around the world. May all of our tefillos be answered, the tova, for good. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, very much on our minds, our brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, and Arvin Netanel Ben Sona Tziona being held captive unjustly in Iran. May they speedily be returned home to their families. Today's program is generally sponsored anonymously with the following note. May the Simchas, Hachayim, Abatos HaTorah, Achzos, and Chizuk generated through this daily call bring Asaf Nachas Ruach to Hashem Yisbarach, and be a tchus in honor of birthday girl Iris Oberman. Happy birthday, Iris. Alan and Linda Oberman's anniversary. Happy anniversary. And in memory of their father, Mordechai Leib Ben Yosef, whose yahrzeit is today, the 11th of Av. May his neshama have an aliyah, and thank you so much for your generosity and sponsorship. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Fish of East Chaim Synagogue in Jacksonville, Florida, share words of Dibre Chizuk, be followed by Rabbi Fish slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafal, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Fish will lead us in our three Mishaverach, the Mishaverach for the Chayei Tzva'Hagonah Yisrael, for the brave soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishaverach for the Shvuyim, for those being held captive. And finally, Rabbi Fish will conclude with the Mishaverach L'Cholim, for those in need of a healing. And Rabbi Fish will was giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fish.
Thank you, Naftali, and thank you to the Orthodox Union for hosting such a chashuv format, such an important format where people gather every day to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these turbulent times with Tefillah and Dibre Chizuk, and I'm honored to be a part of this today. I just want to share a powerful thought from this week's Parsha, which also relates to the time after Tisha B'Av that we're in. You know, this week's Parsha carries also the text of arguably the most well-known pasuk in the Torah, verse in the Torah, and that is the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If we break down the words of the Shema, just in the first verse, it sounds like there's basically two parts to it. First you say Shema Yisrael, translated generally as Hero Israel, meaning it's an introduction to the declaration we're about to say, and we want to grab people's attention, and we say, Hear, O Israel. And so what's the actual declaration? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. So the question has been asked, if it's really the thrust of the Shema is really a declaration of faith, why don't we just say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? What is this introduction by saying Shema Yisrael, Hero Israel? Why is that important? We're talking about arguably the greatest declaration of faith in Judaism. So why not just say our declaration, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. And the truth of the matter is, this teaches us a very important lesson, because it's not just, Hashem doesn't want us just to declare his oneness in the world, his sovereignty in the world. Of course, he wants that, but more importantly, or as a prerequisite, he wants us to be in achdus, in unity with one another. That's why we say, Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, hear my brother, hear my sister, because before I'm going to declare the oneness, the sovereignty of the Almighty in this world, I want to make sure that we are listening to one another. And the introduction doesn't start by saying, this is my declaration, this is my announcement. Rather, it's an expression of listening to one another. And by listening to one another, that is the first step in creating further unity, further brotherhood. And of course, that's a prerequisite for us to join hands together and accept the Creator's presence in this world, especially in the few days after Tisha B'Av, or just a couple days after Tisha B'Av, when we're still reeling from the trauma of recalling all the horrific events that took place to the Jewish people over the years. And rabbis have taught us that's because of the sin of chinam, the hatred that exists amongst ourselves. And we really need to work on this on a daily basis. It's not always so easy to overcome differences. So we have to remember this idea that God put us in this world. He wants us to declare his malchus, his sovereignty, his oneness. But he also wants us to lock hands with one another, to join forces together. And this all starts by listening to one another. By listening to one another, by hearing somebody else out, perhaps even somebody with a different opinion, somebody that doesn't share the exact same perspective as you do, but by listening to one another, by saying Shema, the first thing that a Jew should say is to somebody else, Shema, I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you have to say. That's so important, and that can be the beginning of a reconciliation with a strange person. That can be the beginning of a healing with Achinu B'nai Yisrael. So we should be Zocha not only to declare, not only to declare God's sovereignty in this world, but also to do so in a manner of achdus, of unity, of brotherhood, and solidarity and peace with one another. Okay, now I would like to lead the Tehillim, the reading of the Psalms. We're going to begin with Tehillim Perek Chaf, Tehillim chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor L'David. Yancha Adinoi B'yoyim Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkar Kol Minchosecha V'olascha Yidash Nesela. Yitin L'cha Achil V'avecha V'chol Atzoscha Yimalei. Niranana Bishuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgo. Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ate Yadati Ki Hoshi Adinoi Mishicha Yaneo Mishvei Kacha, Yvigrios Yeshim Mino. Eila Berecha Veila Basusim, Vanachnu Mshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Kara Vanafalo, Vanachnu Kamna Vanesodad, Adonai Hashia, Hamelach Yaneinu, Vyam Kareinu. Tehillim Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm chapter 23. Mizmar L'David, Adonai Lo Echsor. Benoseshi arbitzeni, ame menuchos in halini. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni bemagle tzedek, lama anshema. Gam ki eloch begates al maves, lo ira ki ato imadi. Shivtacha mishantecha, hema yenachamuni. Taroch lufanai shochan, neged tzorai. Dishanta bashemen roshi, kosi revayo. Achto vachesed yudufuni koyime chayoi. Vishavti Beves Adonai Lorech Yamim. Tehillim Parakuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm chapter 121. Shir Lamalos Esoinai El Haharim Me Ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me Im Adonai Ose Shamayim Va Aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Reglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shamrecha, Adonai Silcha, Aliyad Yiminecha. Yomam Hashem Eshlo Yakeka, V'yarech Baloyla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Es Navshecha. Adonai Yishmar Tzeischa V'yecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tehillim, Parakuf Lamed, Psalm chapter 130. Shir HaMalos Mimama Kim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema B'koili, Tienaz Necha Kashuvos L'kol Technunai. Mavonos Tishmarya Adonai Mi Amod. Kimcha Haslicha L'ma'an Tivarei. Kiviti Adonai Kivso Navshi V'ladvaro HaCholti. Navshi L'Adonai Mishomrim L'Boker, Shomrim L'Boker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai Kim Adonai HaChesed V'arbei Imofidos. Hu Yifdes Yisrael, Nikol Avonasav. Tehillim Perkufman Beis, Tehillim chapter 142. Maskil David Bioso Bamara Tfilo, Koli el Adonai Azak, Koli el Adonai Eschanan. Eshbach Lefanav Sichi, Shasi Lefanav Agid. Visatef Alai Ruchi, Vatu Yedata Nisivasi, Borach Zu Ahalech Tamnu Pachli. Habeit yamin ur'e ve'in li makir avad manos mimeni en deresh nafshi. Zakti alecha Adonai, amarti atamachsi chalki v'eretz hachayim. Hakshiv al rinasi ki dalosi miyod hatzuleini mirfai kiamtsu mimeni. Chalciyami masker nafshi l'hodose shemecha, b'yirachtir tzadigim ki sugmol oloi. And now we'll recite the tefillah of Achenu in Hebrew and English. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara bashevya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem mitzara lervacha, me'afela liora, u'mishiba lugula, hashda bagalo v'zman kariv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. Now make a special Mishaberach Uchayeli Tzahal for a prayer for members of the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Yivorech Eschayeli Tzva Hagan L'Yisrael Banshei Kocha Sabich Tachon Homzim Al Mishmar Al Tzeinu Varei Eloheinu Megvul Al Levona Vad Midbar Mitzrayim Miyana Magad Al Adlova Harava Chom makum shehem, vayabasho bavira bayam, itain Adonai esavivenu hakam malayim nigafim lufnehem, hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzar v'tzuka, mikol nega v'machla, v'yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'asei yedeihem, yad v'rseinenu tachteihem, v'yadrajem b'keser yishua, v'teres nitzachem, v'kayim bahem hakasuv, ki Adonai Eloheichem, haholeich imachem, v'ilachem lachem imoyvechem, l'shiaschem, V'nomar Amen. Now a special Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for all those held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe Aharon David Shlomo V'yivorach V'yishmar V'yinsaras Nedret Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael Shvuyim Lev Kolachinu Anasunim Batzara Bashevya Bavar Shakala Kola Kodesh Zem Esmalim Baguram HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yimari Rachim Aleihem Yotziyem Yichoshach V'tzal Maves Misoseihem Yenatek, Mitsukoseihem Yoshiem, Yeshivem Meher Lechek Shechoseihem, Yod El Adonai Chazda V'Neflaos Av Lufnei Adam, V'Kam Em Mikra Shekasu V'Ftuya Adonai Yishuvan, V'Otsiem Barina, V'Simchas Olam Arosha, Sasan V'Simcha Yasigo V'Nasu Yogon V'Anacha, V'Nomar Amen. And finally, Mishaberech L'Cholem, special prayer for all those who are ill or injured, Al Pazamil Mishaberach, and anybody should insert the name of any male or female in the middle of this Mishaberach. Mishaberach Avesenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aharon David Shlomo Yivarach V'Yirape Esacholam Esacholos Uvtocham Kadosh Baruch Hu Yomali Rachma Aleihem Lachlim Al Raposim Machazikam Machayosim V'yishlach lahem ma'ir ufuah shlema min ha'shamayim l'racha v'reim m'sagi deim b'sel shar chol Yisrael ufuah senefa shufuah segov hashda b'galov z'man karev v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fish. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope. All of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbat.